As we continue to search for answers to some questions COVID-19 first presented to us, one UGA professor is leading the effort in the U.S. to find some of those answers. Joining us today is Mark Abell, professor at the College of Public Health and the U.S. lead on the worldwide RTO COVID-19 study. First of all, I appreciate your giving us a few minutes today to talk to us about this.
Good to be here.
And just to start off, give us a broad overview of the study. What does it aim to accomplish and how?
Yeah, the RTO COVID-19 study, it's a retrospective treatment outcome study. That's where the RTO comes from. And in these studies, we recruit a huge number of people, as many as we possibly can for a survey, and we ask them about their experience with treatment or prevention of a disease. So in this case, we're looking for thousands of people in multiple countries, including people who have and haven't had COVID-19, to complete the survey and tell us about their experiences. We want to know what did they do to try to prevent and treat the disease, including things like diet, supplements, natural remedies, medications. By getting this information from a really big sample, we can hopefully generate hypotheses about what might work and test those hypotheses around prevention and treatment of COVID-19.
Tell me, how did the study start and how did you become involved?
Yeah, it was originally proposed by researchers at Southampton University in England and the University of Geneva in Switzerland. I've known these researchers for a while. I attend a primary care respiratory infection meeting every year in Europe. So they reached out to me when they wanted to extend the study to the U.S. We now have researchers in 8 countries that are adapting the survey to their language. Survey's been launched in 4 countries already. We actually already have 300 respondents in the U.S. and over 3,000 around the world. And if you want to participate, you can go to rtocovid19.com. And the study's totally anonymous. You can optionally give us an email address, which we'll use to send a follow-up survey in 3 to 6 months, because we're particularly interested how long symptoms persist, that so-called long hauler syndrome. And we hope that you'll, if you hear this interview, you'll spread the word on your social media to friends and relatives across the country so they can participate.
As you address on your site, many questions are open in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. What are some of those questions that your study aims to answer?
Well, we'd like to find out what sort of behaviors and habits and practices and diets and things that people are doing help them prevent getting COVID. So we'll be doing analyses that compare people who did and did not get COVID and then look at what the characteristics of those patients were, and try to adjust for differences, other differences between these groups. And again, doing so isn't going to necessarily be the definitive word about what works and what doesn't. But if we see some signals in the data, we would be able to test those in other studies. I think what's unique about this is that we're asking a lot of questions about things researchers often don't ask about, like use of supplements or natural remedies, over-the-counter medications, behaviors, patterns of preventive measures that people have taken. And so we're hoping that we'll come up with some unexpected findings that need to be tested in future research, but that could potentially be, informative to us.
And can you tell us what's in store for this study going forward?
Well, we plan to continue gathering data till we have several thousand participants in each country. We're also going to be rolling it out in other countries. Japan, Korea, Brazil are currently doing the translations. Germany is already underway in Italy, Switzerland, England, and the U.S. And so we hope to get thousands of folks and really kind of have a snowball effect where people, recruit their friends, recruit their family, put it on their Facebook page. And then hopefully when we have kind of a critical mass of responses, then we can start analyzing the data and also looking at comparisons between countries, which I think will be interesting.
And once again, just let us know, how can people participate in this survey?
Yeah, thanks. It's rtocovid19.com. No dashes or hyphens, just rtocovid19.com. When you get there, it tells you a little more about the study, tells you who's running the study, and then you just click on the link for the United States and participate. It takes about 7 to 20 minutes, depending on your responses. It might take you down different pathways and alleys to answer questions. But again, we really appreciate folks volunteering and helping.
Mark Abell, professor at the College of Public Health and the U.S. lead on the worldwide RTO COVID-19 study.